I'm Mike and Scott. You're listening to The Pulse, and we're talking about creativity on today's show. The science of creativity encourages us to build a structure or a box and to think inside of it. But when you're not aware of the framework that guides your thinking or decisions, that can be a problem. Women are underrepresented in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math, and there is a sense that some of this is related to hiring practices at universities. A group of researchers set out to study this. They met with academics and showed them research on gender bias in academia related to hiring or publishing. Pulse contributor Bethany Brookshire, a writer for Science News, tells us what happened next.
What they found was that while women took those abstracts and kind of accepted them at face value, men tended to pick them apart and be like, oh, well, you know, it's a small sample. I need to see more data, you know, just the little picky things. And they were really surprised by this. They really thought the data would speak for itself. And so they actually decided to do a study. You know, does the data speak for itself? Is this just anecdotal or is it real? Is there bias in the way people look at studies about bias?
And what did they find?
They did a couple of experiments, both in non-scientists, in all academics across fields, and in science, technology, engineering, and math-related academics. And what they found was, overall, in general, people don't hate on these studies. In general, people say, okay, yeah, it's probably a pretty good study. But women tend to rank them as more reliable than men. They tend to rank them as being more powerful, more important, just generally being better studies than men do. And that's specific to science fields. So, you know, other fields like English or creative writing or business, you know, they look at those and they go, okay, yeah, there's no gender difference in the way they view the studies. But in science fields, male STEM academics viewed studies about gender bias with bias. They liked them less.
Or could we say that perhaps the women viewed them with bias? That maybe the women thought, well, yeah. So could we turn that around?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. And the authors talked about that. They said, you know, there could be confirmation bias at work here. This is something that women experience in their daily lives all the time. And so they're going to look at these studies and be like, well, of course, of course that's true. On the other hand, they also found that academics who were not in science fields did not have a gender bias when viewing studies about gender bias.
So what do we do with this finding, or what does it mean?
Well, so what I really liked about this study was they've already done a follow-up. The authors actually designed an intervention, and they assigned some hiring committees, and they educated them. They say, okay, this bias is unintentional. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. And so they educated them on how you spot the bias, and here's how you get rid of it. And they actually showed, they published another paper in Bioscience and actually showed that if a hiring committee got an intervention on how to recognize bias, they were 6.3 times more likely to offer an academic position to a woman, and the women were more likely to accept.
But doesn't this speak to the field of science in general? You know, when I'm reading the World Health Organization study on processed meats and how bad they are for you, and I don't really want to hear that, then I'm going to tear that research apart. So don't we always do this?
Yes. Yes, we do. And, you know, in science, scientists are trained to evaluate things without bias and to look at evidence they don't want to hear and say, okay, maybe that's right. But the reality is, you know, scientists are people just like anybody else. And I looked at, you know, those studies on processed meat, and I love bacon. And, you know, that was hard for me to take too. I think in the end, it just kind of speaks to the fact that scientists are people and that we need to take that into account and say, okay, you know, there might be an unintentional bias here, and this is how you handle it.
You review a lot of studies. Are there certain questions that you ask yourself to kind of gut check your first reaction?
Yes, all the time. Whenever I see a study that I'm immediately excited about, like anything about how chocolate is good for you, I have to stop and be like, okay, calm down. Let's look at this thing. Are there a lot of people in the study? Is the study strong? What did they control for? Is it funded by a chocolate company? It takes practice to really do that kind of critical thinking every single time you read a study. And I'm human too. I trip up on this sort of thing all the time.
Thank you, Bethany.
Thank you.
Bethany Brookshire, also known as SciCurious, is a writer for Science News and Society for Science and the Public.